Palestinian investigators accused Israel of being the prime suspect in the mysterious death of former Palestine Liberation Organization leader Yasser Arafat. The Palestinian Committee, charged with finding the truth, has accepted the Swiss and Russian reports that show the former PLO leader was poisoned to death. During a press conference in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, Palestinian investigators said that scientific details show that Arafat did not die a natural death. They've also pledged to carry out a thorough investigation to confirm all the details and elements of the case. Arafat's body was exhumed last year to find out the actual cause of his death. During forensic tests, Swiss scientists found a high level of polonium in Arafat's bones. Arafat died in November of 2004 after going into a coma following symptoms of abdominal pains, diarrhea, and vomiting. Professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, Hani Elbassous, joins us from Gaza to tell us his thoughts on this. Well, Hani Elbassous, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it appears that from what the Palestinian Committee thinks, Israel is behind this. The question is, if so, what are they going to do about it? And what significance does this play in terms of Israel if it is proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are behind it?
Well, first of all, this committee, which is a Palestinian committee, will not be able to investigate the whole case. This is a unique case, and the prime suspect is the Israeli side. This is, I think, has some complication, and international community have to establish a team or committee to investigate such case. For the Palestinians, will not be able to call upon any Israeli person to investigate with him the situation. We understand as Palestinian people that the prime suspect is the Israeli side. And even though in such situation, I think some say, well, there might be some Palestinians who are so close to Yasser Arafat, like some of his aides, maybe were involved in such a crime. But up to this moment, we don't know exactly who is involved in such a crime. So the investigation committee, which headed by Tawfiq Tirawi, which is one of the Palestinian leaders, I don't think will be able to get all the information and the evidence. This is why I think an international committee has to be involved in such a crime to investigate and call upon an Israeli suspected person and investigate the case completely.
Thank you very much for that. Hani Elbassous, professor at the Islamic University of Gaza from Gaza Strip.